bananas and outdated. That's how the Oireachtas Sport Committee Chair Alan Kelly has labelled a decision forcing camogie players to wear skorts when they'd prefer to wear shorts. This follows a protest by Kilkenny and Dublin players at the Leinster semi-final when they wore shorts against the rule at the weekend, and the match was nearly called off until players changed back into skorts. Well, Ursula Jacob, four-time All-Ireland Camogie winner and All-Star for Wexford and RTE GAA pundit is with us now. Ursula, first, what's your reaction to what happened over the weekend?
Yeah, I suppose it's very disappointing that once again camogie is making the headlines for all the wrong reasons. I'd be a strong advocate, you know, for camogie and supporting camogie and everything they do, but it just seems it's one controversy after another. And again, I suppose Saturday's game highlights that. I think it's the frustrations that are building since last year when the motion on the skorts failed at Congress.
And I think maybe...
Do it again.
Okay, sorry, your line just broke up there, Ursula, but you're saying you're an advocate for camogie. Are you an advocate for the skort?
Well, for me, it's all about choice. Two things for me, it's choice and then it's barriers. So if the current skort rule deters one player from playing, then in my opinion, that's one player too many. For me, I think each team should have a choice about whether they wear a skort or a shorts. You know, there is some players who have no problem with the skorts, but from the recent GPA survey, you can see that 83% want the right to choose.
And what's the challenge? What's the challenge with wearing them? You've worn them yourselves. Are they uncomfortable?
Yeah,
do they impact on the game?
Yeah, well, I think from a player's perspective, a lot of girls feel uncomfortable. They're inappropriate in some way. They rise up at the back when you're running. And I suppose skorts, you know, players, you know, don't feel comfortable. Skorts, we don't train in them. They don't want to wear them. They only wear them for matches. So I think it's, you know, players' voices want to be heard. I suppose players... and consideration should be a given, and I'd be hoping there would be engagement from the Camogie Association, because I don't think we can wait until 2027.
It is engaging, right? Because it has a working group looking at comfort, design, performance, fit. So it sounds like they're trying to tackle the issue in some way.
Yeah, but I suppose when you see the results from that survey and players are still unhappy about it, they feel uncomfortable, you know, barriers, there shouldn't be barriers. There's enough barriers out there for and reasons for why young girls, you know, give up sport and stop playing camogie. Why do we want to add to that? I think that's the biggest thing, because fans don't go to watch big matches to see what skort or what boots players are wearing. They go to watch the skill level, they go to see some of the best players out on the pitch.
Well,
so to me, that should
true.
Be the focus.
And the Camogie Association says in a statement that players, parents and delegates voted on this. You mentioned that. You now have to wait maybe, is it 2 years until another vote? Can the association wait 2 years?
I believe they can't wait 2 years. I think 2 years is too long. This is an, you know, as I said, we don't want to lose any more players to this issue. And players' voices need to be heard. And I was happy to hear that, you know, Alan Kelly is intending to invite the Camogie Association before the Oireachtas. I hope there'll be engagement there. I hope they'll listen, because I don't believe you can wait another 2 years for this issue to be resolved. And we want the focus to be on the players and the brilliant spectacle they are, you know, when they're out on the pitch. We don't want the focus constantly being on another controversy. And I think that's the frustration, really.
Ursula Jacob, thanks for joining us this morning.